Hi, I'm Jack Cotterella with The Bulwark, and I will be joining y'all on weekends, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes during the week going forward, hopefully if Tim doesn't fire me. But I thought we would We'd kick off this inaugural episode by talking about someone who we love to hate so dearly, and that is Jesse Waters over at what I think we can only call the Fox propaganda outlet.
Before we get to Jesse, I do just want to say,
please,
thrilled to have you on the Bulwark, Bulwark channel. And it is important to note, though, that you will be ghettoized to the weekends.
Sure,
I know how you did kind of threw in the week, but some of us don't want to work on the weekends.
If this video it's important goes well that you and you love our hates, it is possible that I might stick around for other stuff, but we'll see. But Jesse Waters, who works for a news outlet that defends itself in court by saying it's entertainment and essentially propaganda for the president, which Jesse admitted the other day, has gotten itself into some hot water because Jesse has been bringing on a special guest. He wants you to think that there are multiple guests, but they might be the same guest because lately we've been checking in with Antifa.
Yeah.
And so Jesse needs to throw to a former member of this dangerous organization of T-Rex costume wearing vigilantes.
One battle after another.
It really is. Great. Shout out to PTA. But we saw a little bit of controversy that I want to get into, both with an article kind of detailing this weird reappearing guest for Jesse and his really bad acting.
Now, you're saying reappearing. Are you a facial recognition scientist? Have you used AI or Palantir?
You can be the judge because we'll see. Fox News' Jesse Waters has come under fire in recent days over a recent interview with a masked man who he claims to be an Antifa whistleblower, with media observers and critics like us speculating that the guest also posed as an ex-Mexican mafia member for a 2023 segment. Wow, throwback. While online speculation has gone into overdrive that the two men are the same guy, and many have even claimed the man who purportedly shot Osama bin Laden was the person behind the mask, it seems maybe it's unlikely, but I think if we look at this clip, we can tell.
I tell you, I've been watching this on social media go past, and this is why we bring you in, because I see these posts. I'm just like, I got to keep scrolling. I've got other things.
No care at all. But let's tune in with our guy.
You know, mostly recruiting, working with youth, getting, you know, and just going out, spitting out the message.
I saw that he had allegedly stated that one of his motives or reasons was to support Black Lives Matter.
Okay, so that's all that we need to hear from that guy
The working with youth is something that I want to sit on there.
Working with the youth? That's what you do, Tim.
And I do, over the FY pod. It's like, you're in Antifa, what were you doing? Mostly recruiting and working with youth.
With the youth.
Like, doing what with the youth, exactly? Did they have like a program, like an after school, like kind of a big brother, little brother type thing?
They were playing dodgeball after. I do want to give a shout out to Decoding Fox News, who cut these clips together, because of course that was from 2023. But the accents, the voices, the whatever it was,
the accent was different.
But it sounded like bad voice acting to me.
It did?
It didn't sound great.
I couldn't tell. The other thing was like the Mexican, so the allegedly Mexican gang member.
Sounded more not Mexican gang member than the Antifa guy.
And also, but like, why did he have a Mexican accent? I thought the point was that he'd been in jail for a long time and then the Mexican gang recruited him.
Do you think he had it? Can we play? We're going to play a little bit more of this. Let's go back to what the Mexican guy, the alleged Mexican guy sounded like. Okay, let's go.
And we love, as KFC Barstool told me, we love Mexicans.
Right. Great people.
36 years have been behind bars. Considered extremely violent enough to be recruited by the Mexican mafia prison gang.
So he was recruited, so he's not, but he is.
Do people say that about themselves? I was recruited? Extremely violent. I was violent enough to be recruited by a gang. It just feels a little academic to me. You know,
prison gangster.
I haven't hung out
using that nice language.
Yeah, I haven't hung out with a ton of Mexican gangsters that I know of. Yeah, you know, I had a little rough and tumble period in high school, so I hung out with some people of ill repute, and they wouldn't have called themselves people.
Is that what the nuns were at the Catholic high school that you?
They would not have called themselves
violent.
That.
They hit me with the ruler.
They would just be talk a little more casually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
chill nuns.
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it. I don't really believe Jesse Waters.
Has Jesse commented on the controversy?
Of course, Jesse hasn't commented on the controversy, but what Jesse has commented on as it relates to Antifa and the Mexican gangs. These are a group of people who have been talking a lot about political violence recently, while cheering on the political violence carried out by the by the president of the United States, whether it be striking what looks like fishermen boats in Venezuela off the coast, or, you know, of course, sending mass thugs after T-Rex costume wearing people. But Jesse had one clip that really caught my attention for what the right clearly wants to accomplish out of these raids and their fear, that I think is really important to to talk about in the context of all the political violence. And let's take a look, Tim.
And I do feel conflicted, though, because, you know, Jessica, when people say, oh, you know, there's this guy and these ICE people are so crazy, I get mad because it's a lie. But then when she says these ICE people are abducting and kidnapping innocent hairdressers and sending them to dungeons to be tortured, I think, well, that's scaring a lot of illegals to go home themselves. So the next time Jessica brings up all these scare stories about all of these illegals getting rounded up indiscriminately, innocent people being sent overseas, I'm just going to say I agree. Because 2 million illegals have seen these scare tactics that Jessica likes to talk about, and they have left by themselves. And that is actually working on Donald Trump's immigration policy's behalf.
What a fucking piece of shit.
He is such a fucking cunt.
He's just like the swarming, like, oh yeah, I guess we're just going to talk about people being in the torture dungeon. I have heard nonstop from the right that our rhetoric, it's having people scared. They won't go outside. You're suppressing free speech. What Jesse Waters, who I always have to keep in mind in these conversations around political violence, that Trump started his administration by laughing at, encouraging, and enabling political violence, people who have reoffended after he pardoned them. And now Jesse's saying—
The January 6ers.
Yep. And Jesse's saying now— The goal of this administration, and you, if you care about America and you want to get all the illegals out, is to go and make black and brown people scared. Is that if you are an American who cares about our culture and getting the illegals out and scaring them, your job as a part of this administration, whether you work for ICE, whether you're just a good old Trump boy, is to go fucking scare black and brown people.
Yeah. No, he's a deeply bad person. And obviously you can't argue that you care about freedom or whatever if you are just not only, I was going to say diminishing, but if you're cheering on the idea of taking somebody's freedom away and sending them to a foreign gulag for no reason just because you want to be a supporter of the fascist state. I will say this. My only positive spin as I just sit here thinking about this is my blood pressure gets up and I start to kind of just think about how much I fucking hate Jesse Waters, is the good spin I have on it is, it's nice that Fox has acknowledged that the administration lied and wrongly sent a hairdresser to a foreign gulag. That's nice. Fox has now said that. So that's great. Like, we have that. Yeah, we have that on the record, that was something that, like, even Fox News has acknowledged that has happened, that the administration did that. I mean, maybe people want that. I don't really think so, though. I think it's a pretty small percentage of the country that are actually completely depraved lunatics like Jesse Waters. Concerningly large, like, more than I wished it would be. But I think that there are a lot of Trump voters that are like, for this stuff on the border, going after the gangbangers, they're for it in theory, but I don't know if they're for, like, yeah, I want to send the guy that is, you know, think about the old ladies that voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going every couple times a week, they're going for their blowout. You know, there's some gays, maybe some Latino gays that are working at those salons. Do you think that they want the Latino gays doing their blowouts to be sent to a foreign dungeon? Torture dungeon.
Want them terrified.
Terrified? I don't think so, really.
That's the point, is to operate in, like, this condition of fear that we have to live in, which I think we already do. That, like, everyone's afraid, everyone's on edge. To throw back to the—
People should be afraid. Like, people in Latino community should be afraid. Look what they're doing in Chicago.
Well, it's killing it's horrible. Us slowly. Like, the only good thing that I ever took away from my primates class, RIP Jane Goodall, love you very much, was that, you know, we don't know the difference in our brains between getting a text message and getting attacked by a wild animal. It's like we're having the same response of, like, fear.
I think I do.
Well, if you get a business email, maybe you've chilled out a little bit, but most people, like, notifications
on your phone.
No, I'm
very scared of animals, though. You might have used a bad metaphor for me.
Well, I think a lot of people are scared of when they get business emails. I don't know if, like, you're enjoying this on a day off, but if your boss texted you, you probably wouldn't like it. But, like, this is how we feel. This is the condition of fear that we live in. On the Jesse thing, you talked about, like, Fox admitting it. You had a good conversation with Van Lathan the other day. And my takeaway of it was you talked about the truce that people have in certain settings. And I want to push back on the truce a little bit.
Okay.
I think it might
be... No truce for you.
Well, my thing is, like, don't we want to know who hates
us?
No
peace.
Not peace, but, like, shouldn't we know who hates us? Like, Jesse Waters hates us, and Jesse Waters has stripped people of their humanity.
Yeah.
And don't we want to know who hates the idea of humanity and empathy in public all the time?
Sure, like, do we do. I don't think that's really pushback. I think that sometimes, I understand these are, people are scared and people are angry. And so these are very fraught times. And so when they hear somebody on the YouTube or on a podcast or whatever say like, you know, maybe we should show a little empathy for the other side. They're like, no, I hate you. Like, wrong. I want to hate them. And it's like, I am for hating and deriding Jesse Waters. And I'm for smoking out people that are in our public life that want to advance, you know, cruelty and barbarism. And yeah, it is important to know who those folks are and who wants to scare people. I think that is, you know, I'm not like AOC. I don't think we need to apologize for calling Stephen Miller a midget, a micro midget.
Or
I think
cuck.
That's fine. We can call him a cuck, a micro midget. We can call him a human condom. We can call him Gollum, whatever you want to call him.
I was talking about how the fabric of his suits like floats because it's disgusting.
I'm for name calling of Stephen Miller. I'm just saying, I don't think that we need to treat, you know, the lady that lives next door.
What if the lady
in the same way
that
we need to treat Stephen Miller and Jesse Waters?
Sure, different people.
Just because she voted for Donald Trump.
But do you want to know who hates you and who doesn't? Because I feel like we're
out
of place.
No, actually, no.
You don't? So that's my difference, is I want to know who hates me.
I think it's horribly... I think this is why our society is so fucked. So you're a youth. Let me take you back to the past.
Oh, sure. Bestow upon.
Let me tell you a story about the old days. Back when I was growing up in the 90s, blissful period... We had no fucking idea what our neighbors thought about anything. And I got to tell you, I had some neighbors, I'm sure, obviously I had some neighbors in suburban Colorado that were thinking some bad thoughts since a couple of them shot up a school near me. But, you know, I'm sure there were some other neighbors that also had bad thoughts, bad opinions, that were kind of mean, that maybe wanted to, maybe were racist in various things. But as a society, we were able to live together and root for the Broncos together because we didn't know what each other thought. And that's healthy.
But doesn't
I don't
that,
need
doesn't
to know what everybody
us,
thinks all
don't,
the time.
Like, if we're doing acceleration, like, don't
I don't want to do acceleration. Is mine decelerating?
What if we want to? What if we want to confront it head on? If no one's going to talk about it and think about it, we're just going to suppress it. Isn't it like, I don't like the Jesse Waters agent, but at least we know he represents people.
Again,
that we can
Jesse
shout
Waters
down.
Is a different category than people in your community. You don't want to know what everybody thinks about everything, Jack. This is why these things are horrible. They're breaking y'all's brains. You don't want to know what all the kids at Columbia. What?
Whose screen time is higher?
Mine is way higher.
What was it this week or last week?
I've been probably like 11 hours a day or something. What is yours?
It's double. So sometimes I'm on both at once if we're doing the...
Yeah.
Feel free to hit
my screen time is
loves.
Extremely unhealthy, but it's the balance of having lived in a moment before. You grew up in the jungle, and that's bad. That's a different animal.
Well, I think if there's one thing that we can agree on, so we fucking hate Jesse Waters.
We don't like Jesse Waters,
and
at
that's
all.
That's a good place where we can
and
all
he's
reside.
Bad.
And that's a truth I think we can live in and live our truth.
Yeah.
In,
thanks for making space for that
from Cam. But the Bulwark, I guess, only on the weekends because I've been relegated.
Only on the weekends.
I'm Jack Cotterella, and he's Tim Miller. Thank you for joining me, man.